This is Reading Lesson 2. Read number 1.
Dazad.
In number 2, you see a new letter. It's the Pashto letter
R,
which is equivalent to the English letter R, but it's pronounced somewhat differently. Here, it's followed by an aleph. Repeat number 2 after the speaker.
Ra. Ra.
Now try to read number 3.
Raz.
Notice the resemblance between the letters R and Z. They have similar shapes, but they are easily distinguishable because the Z has a dot over it. Now read number 4, which contains both these letters.
Zard.
In number 5, you see the letters R and D. Notice that the R is like a comma, and it's written lower than the D. Read number 5.
Rad.
Read number 6.
Dar.
Number 7.
Zar.
Try to read number 8.
Razad.
Now look at number 9, which begins with the Pashto letter
Sin.
This letter sounds like an English S. Here it's connected to an aleph. Read number 9.
Sa.
Number 10 is a woman's name. Try to read number 10.
Sara.
Notice how the S connects to the following aleph, but the R does not. Letters like the S are called connectors. They connect to the following letter, or to the letter to the left, in the same way that letters join together in English handwriting. Try to read number 11.
Saz.
The letters you learned earlier, the Aleph, Dal, Ra, and Ze, are called non-connectors and do not connect to the following letter. Read number 12.
Asar.
13.
Adzar.
14.
Dazar.
15.
Zasa.
Try to read number 16.
Sadzar.
17.
Sada.
18.
Raza.
19.
Zara.
20.
Razda.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 2.